to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Pat Short, good afternoon, Pat.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
And apologies for holding you. I'm very conscious that you're phoning from a hospital, St. Vincent's Hospital.
I am
here in Dublin. It all began in July 2017, 2 years ago. What happened, Pat?
Well, I broke the neck in three different places. It was a very stupid accident. It just happened to fall out of an ordinary chair. Mm-hmm. I was sitting at home watching the TV.
Right.
And I was dozing. Dropped the remote control between my legs and woke up in Vincent's Hospital.
What, you bent down to pick up the remote control in whatever way you contorted yourself?
Yeah. I broke two on the way down, and I broke, and the chair then came on the back of my neck and broke the third one. Wow. So I've got three and four.
And you were not? Were you knocked unconscious?
I was indeed. I was in a coma for a while. And then, of course, I was promised that I was going to be paralysed from the neck down for the rest of my days. But thankfully, there's a good rehab team in here in Vincent's. And I was sent down to the National Rehab Hospital.
Okay.
And they did great work with me as well. So now although I'm classed as a tetraplegic, I still have limited use of arms and legs.
Okay.
Effectively, Joe, the story that I have is that I've been discharged since the 26th of February, medically discharged in 2018. So that's 519 days now, effectively 41 weeks, or if you want to put it into months, 17 months. So I'm actually living here.
So you've been discharged effectively 17 months ago, but you still find yourself living in Vincent's Hospital in Dublin for here.
Yes, because I have no, I don't have anywhere to go that's wheelchair accessible. So really what I'm looking for is the Irish government really to do a little bit of match and figure out that they've already spent 519,000 euros on me being here.
Yeah.
So that's a half a million plus 19,000. And what I'm looking for is a single bedroom apartment with a kitchen, a shower room that is, that would be suitable for me to get in and out of. And that's really it, Sitting room, bedroom, shower room, kitchen.
And have you any prospect after living in a hospital for so long?
Well,
and the hospital say we want to discharge you, but we can only discharge you with the proper accommodation.
Exactly. And Wicklow County Council are the people that we've been dealing with, but effectively they've been stonewalling us. I already have a care package in place as well. So that's with Blueboard, where I have 3 hours every day, an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, and an hour in the evening, where somebody will come in and assist me with anything that I need to do.
And so you've been living in a hospital.
Yes.
For nearly 2 years. What's it like living in a hospital?
Pretty horrendous. Of course, this being an acute hospital, you tend to pick up all kinds of little diseases and infections. So I've had a thing called variolitis. I currently have a thing called VRE.
Yeah.
I was suspected of having CPE. I was getting chest infections. You're going to pick up all kinds of things, especially when your body isn't functioning normally. Apart from that, mental stimulation doesn't happen here.
Yeah.
I spend nearly all of my time sitting outside smoking, which I shouldn't be doing, and just talking to various different people.
That's how you pass your day.
That's how I pass my day. I've got some very good friends as well now that do come up and visit me.
Yeah.
And God bless, my mother is 90 years of age and she's a regular visitor up here.
Right.
And Joe, one of the reasons why I want to get a place in Bray, if possible, or somewhere on the Dart Line, is that I can make sure that my mom is all right.
Yeah, because you're young, you're 57.
Yes. Well, and God bless you for that one. Yeah. Thanks very much.
You are young.
Yeah.
And what's have you any... I know a hospital does a certain job, and the hospitals aren't built to hold people for 2 years who could be discharged. Like food and your menu and trying different foods, and do you know what the menu is every single day and what you're going to be fed?
Well, I rarely eat the food, I'll be honest, because it is normally the same thing it rotates. It wouldn't be exactly the same thing every day. But at this stage now, I'm well known with the chippers, the Chinese, the pizza people. They all know to deliver to the guy in the wheelchair with the cowboy hat outside the front door.
You wait for them down at the front door in Vincent's and Donnybrook. And where do you eat your group?
The cafes, they'll be closing here at night time.
Yeah.
So I'd normally eat at about 10:30, 11:00. So you can always sit up at a table in there.
Yeah, the empty table, so to speak.
Yeah.
And what about TV, radio?
There's two TVs in the ward that I'm on at the moment.
Yeah.
And both of them are facing back to back. Now, the vast majority of TVs in this, the St. Vincent's University Hotel, they don't work or else they haven't got remote controls. The remote control on one of the wards that I was on was a window pole. So a nurse would have to take the window pole and reach up and turn the TV on with it. So I know there's a lot of humour to be found in places like this, but at the same time, it can be very, very depressing.
Christmas festivities, your birthday?
Christmas means nothing in this place. I was in the rehab hospital for Christmas last year. And I was, the year before. Oh. And it was Christmas here this year. But Christmas in the rehab is a different ballgame. Santa comes around and he dishes out crazies to everybody. And there's a bit of an effort made. But, of course, there's only 120 patients down in the rehab hospital.
Yeah, it's different than Vincent's Hotel. Do you position yourself at the front of the hospital most of the time?
All the time.
Because of life, because you can see people and things moving and life and the rich tapestry. So, it's a busy hospital on the south side of Dublin. So you get VIPs, so to speak, politicians, celebrities.
You do. Well, I did speak to Simon Harris outside the front door here.
Oh, good man. Tell us that.
Well, that was, I was only 244 days in when I spoke to himself.
And counting.
And counting. Well, I'm 519 now. Mr. Harris, of course, he took down my details, PRSI number, and he did what seems to be the story of my life now. It's either a case of I'll follow that up or I look into it.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I did get a missed call from his office one day.
Okay.
And I phoned back every day twice a day for, I'd say, about 3-4 weeks. And then I just threw my hat at it. Because I got answer machine. And again, nobody seemed to want to speak to me at all, Joe. And this is what it's...
That was 277 days after you were discharged from St. Vincent's. You met the Minister for Health in St. Vincent's, where you were living.
Yes.
It's now 519 days. What do you do? You keep a tab every day, or you put a notch on your...
on the bed.
On the bed, Oh, God.
Would
Simon Harris would remember you, I presume. He travels to a lot of hospitals, in fairness, and he does meet a lot of people. But you're the man, were you wearing your cowboy hat that day?
I was, most certainly.
Well, then he'd remember you. The man in the wheelchair at the front door wearing his cowboy hat.
Yeah.
With the good outlook, even though he's in a terrible situation. So you want, Pat Short, is some form of accessible sheltered accommodation.
Yes.
In the Wicklow area?
In the Wicklow area, somewhere even just close to a dark line. And I know even because we're in wheelchairs, people in wheelchairs need to give 24 hours notice to the dark. But that'd be fine even at that.
Yeah, it's 4 hours, I think, but even that doesn't work sometimes. But Pat, do you think you're on any list? Do you follow me?
I'm supposed to be on the housing list with Wicklow. Yeah. And with Bray. There's a lady by the name of Trina Irvine who works in the Bray office. But I've never met her. And I spoke to Rosalind Burke, I think her name, or Nolene Burke, in Wicklow. I got a taxi out. Vincent did pay for the taxi for me out to have a meeting with them out there. So they wanted to get a feel for me. And the whole idea was there's been no contact since. You know, so I'm hoping really what this show will do, what your show, will just light a fire under them. And, you know, maybe get somebody to take the finger out and realise the stupidity of it.
Pat, being in a hospital 519 days after you were officially discharged.
Yes.
Okay, I think we've had three...
Medically discharged.
Medically discharged. Yeah. I think we've had three... You've been through three British prime ministers at this stage. And God knows how many chancellors of the Exchequer and foreign secretaries in the UK. And everything that goes with it. Dublin has won the All-Ireland twice in the duration you've been in hospital, much to your upset. How would you describe your position? Do you feel like a prisoner or do you feel like somebody that's forgotten about?
I'm definitely forgotten about. And I'm classed in here by most people... or by a few people, should I say, as being a bed blocker. Now, doing simple maths on it. Now, I've been in wards so far where, there's been 12 people have passed.
12 people have died in the time you were there?
In the time that I've been here, yes.
Just in your ward?
I've been bounced around from ward to ward to ward. I play musical wards. But my reckoning on it is, by doing simple maths on it again, is I probably prevented 80 people from getting proper care and attention that they should have gotten.
Okay.
Just by holding up a bed.
You're a powerful man, Pat Short. You really are. What you've been through from July 2017, that freak accident with the remote control to July 2019, and still find yourself in a hospital, even though you've been medically discharged, if you could go into proper accommodation. I hope someone reaches out, Pat. I really do. We'll keep in touch.
Please. Okay. That'd be great.
Okay.
I'll probably be on to you again when it hits a million.
Please don't. When it hits 600, it won't hit 600. It won't. Pat Short, look after you. By the way, you should see the calls you're getting in, the support, the admiration, the love you're getting on these lines here. People saying, "What an incredible man!
I'd like to thank you for that, Joe."
Okay, well, thank yourself, and I hope one kind regards to your mother, and I hope things improve for you dramatically, Pat, very quickly. That's Pat Short. Now he's 519 days living in St. Vincent's Hospital, having been medically discharged. Unfortunately, he hasn't got accommodation, which would have to be adopted. Not a lot of the accommodation, new accommodation will suit. Unfortunately, Pat Char, thanks indeed. Tara Lockery, Grant producing, Catherine Thomas is next.